Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Former government minister Pat Carey says he was subjected to the gravest allegations, his character vilified and his good name destroyed due to wrongful but deliberate acts of powerful people with vested interests. Mr. Carey, who was a Fianna Fáil TD from 1997 to 2011, this morning received a High Court apology from the Garda Commissioner and damages of €250,000 over the leaking of information about him. Mr. Carey had sued the Commissioner and the Attorney General, as well as the publishers of the Irish Independent, over articles published in 2015. They concerned a Garda investigation into allegations of child sexual abuse involving an ex-government minister. Mr. Carey was not named in the reports, but felt he had to make a public statement to clear his name. Pat Carey joins the studio. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme. It's been a long road, 2015, when these articles were published. Today you've secured this apology and these damages. What does what happened in the High Court today mean to you?
Well, it brings a sense of relief, firstly. I'd love to say it brings a sense of closure, but I don't think so. I'd also like to think that what happened to me could never happen to anybody else. But I'm probably too long around to think that that will be the case. But lessons certainly have been learned. So some are learning them quicker than others. I welcome the apology by the Garda Commissioner because he acknowledges that there were major shortcomings in the way his organisation operated. But there are others who have cases and questions to answer also about how information that was basically conjured up could be drip-fed into the public domain to cause serious character damage to myself and indeed to those people who work closely with me. It's a case of tarring everybody with the same brush. It really didn't matter where the arrow struck.
If I can go back to 2015 and the time of the publication of the articles. Now, as I said, you weren't named in them. The reference was to an ex-government minister, but you felt that you had to come out publicly and deal with this innuendo.
I remember the morning very well, Brian. I was I had the flu and I was listening to the, it says in the papers, first reading, it says in the papers. And I said, what's that all about? And then very shortly afterwards, I got a call from somebody in the Taoiseach's office, I think it was, stating that my name was in the public domain in relation to a story that was published by the Irish Independent. And it went from there. It got to the stage where I felt that I was left with no option but to resign all the positions that I had been appointed and held, and just to try and get some plan of action which would counter what was inevitably coming down the line, which was to do as much damage as they possibly could to me.
Now, I mean, subsequently, I think it was in 2019, the Director of Public Prosecution said that they weren't taking it any further. There was no case to answer. But in the meantime, you'd stood down, I think, as Fianna Fáil Director of Elections. Were you chair of the International Red Cross as well?
I was. I had about 14 or 15 different voluntary appointments. I stood down from all of those at the time. Gradually, those organisations felt, look, nothing is happening here. We'd like, because you were our chairman, we'd like you to continue as our chairman, and that's where I stand at the moment. I'm not doing as much as I used to. I'm no longer a 16-year-old or whatever. But I'm doing what I can. I'm back with the Red Cross, and Glory and Isle will be the two organisations, and the Drugs Task Force, and so on.
But I suppose you can't reclaim those. I don't know if you describe them
as
lost years.
And the sad thing about it, Brian, is that the people who still are very loyal to me, their names have been tarnished as well. And while I can come on programmes like yours and make an attempt to set the record straight, they won't be in a position to do anything like that. And that's a real pity.
When you spoke today about the wrongful and deliberate acts of powerful people with vested interests. Who are the powerful people with vested interests who did
well,
this?
Well, it's difficult to know, but certainly the way the campaign against me was waged suggests that these were not innocents. It's a bit ironic in some ways, Brian. When I was going through discovery documents prior to the closure of this, I came across a statement between two journalists, an editorial journalist and a staff journalist, in one of the national newspapers. And it was a one-liner. "This is a great yarn." I said to myself, what has happened to journalism in Ireland that they can trivialise something so dangerous and, you know, wipe out several people's reputation?
And clearly, in your mind, there was absolutely never any justification for the publication of this story, whether you were named or not.
Absolutely not.
You weren't a government minister at the time. You left public office. You still had some public roles, but not in government.
Yeah,
you'd
wonder what they were trying to achieve. And that's open to speculation. Maybe it might come out in due course. We'll see.
You said a moment ago that there are others who still have questions to answer. What are the questions and who should be answering them?
The debate around the privilege of the media, the right to free speech and so on, which I totally support. But I think some of the stuff that makes its way into the media currently, I think, isn't doing any good to the reputation of some of the media, not all of the media. But that debate will continue, and it should continue. I'll play whatever, if any, part that I can in it.
Yeah, I mean, this perhaps isn't a question for you, but there are, I mean, maybe you would agree, maybe you wouldn't, circumstances where it would be in the public interest to publish details of a Garda investigation.
Absolutely.
And I can think of occasions where that's happened.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have any reservations about that.
Yeah. So in terms then of your own cases, does this bring it to a close, or are there other further actions pending?
As far as I'm concerned, this is closing that chapter.
Right. And you've also paid tribute in your statement today to your friends, family members and your partner for the support they've given you. How important has that been? Would it have been possible without them?
It wouldn't. And they've been very tolerant, particularly my partner. And the wider circle of friends in the broader NGO sector, where I do still a fair amount of work. But as I said earlier, not all of those will have the opportunity of making a bold statement about how they feel, because they do feel that in some ways the damage to them has been slightly addressed by the apology.
And the damage to you, Pat, would it have been lessened if this apology, if today had come sooner?
I think it would. I hate saying it, but apologies tend to be dragged out of the other side. And that was the case with this apology as much as anything else. Maybe some of the parties who were involved might yet see a way of showing some sense of understanding the wrong that was visited on me.
We shall see. Pat Carey, thanks for talking to us here on the News at One.
Thanks, man.